Now let's go on. Please move back to line 5. It is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult, it means quite difficult, to estimate the true value of the services. 但是要衡量服务这种真正的价值是相当难的。Why? Because the value of the services is abstract. 因为这种价值是相当抽象的。Which people perform for us, which people do for us. 这里 which 定语从句就是 services. 所以说要估算别人为我们所做出的服务的价值是相当困难的。There are times when we would willingly give everything we possess to save our lives, yet we might grudge paying a surgeon a high fee for offering us precisely this service. 请同学们注意这个句子的结构。There are times when, 有的时候。There are times when we would willingly give everything we possess in order to save our lives.有的时候呢，为了挽救我们的生命，我们可以心甘情愿地付出我们所拥有的一切。注意，心甘情愿地付出所拥有的一切。We would willingly give everything we possess. 这里的 would 表示内心的一种愿望，而并不表示过去。For example, 有的时候，为了给我们的亲人带来幸福，我们愿意付出我们所拥有的一切。There are times when we would willingly give everything we possess to bring our family happiness. Yet. 那么这 yet 相当于 but, 但是语气比 but 要弱。We might grudge paying a surgeon a high fee. 然而呢我们却舍不得付给外科医生这种高昂的费用。Grudge, it means be unwilling to give or allow, 它表示不愿给，舍不得给，其后要和名词或动名词形式搭配。For example, I grudge wasting time on this. I grudge wasting time on this. 我不愿意在这种事情上浪费时间。He grudge paying so much money for such bad food.He grudged paying so much money for such bad food. 他不愿意为这么差劲的食品付这么多的钱。Grudge paying. Why do you think we might grudge paying a certain high fee for what he has done for us? For offering us precisely this service. 那么这里，这外科医生给我们提供的服务说明一种目的，表示为所做出的服务而应该收取的高昂的费用。那么同学们作何想法呢？ Why do you think people grudge paying a surgeon a high fee for what he has done for us? In fact, I should say the true value of his service is quite difficult to estimate.那我们应该回答上一句话，因为外科医生为我们所做出的服务，要衡量其真正的内在的价值，难度是很大的。It is different from the material goods in terms of money. 那么从金钱的角度来讲，与物质是完全不同的。So when we go shopping, particularly, we want to buy what we need.And what we like, we never grudge paying money. But when we go to see a doctor, for example, we grudge paying them a high fee. Do you agree with me? Now let's go on. The conditions of society are such that skills have to be paid for in the same way that goods are paid for at a shop. Now please pay more attention to the key structure. The conditions of society are such, let's say, such are the conditions of society. 同学们发现我们可以把 such 前置用到句首，那么句子必须采用倒装语序。Such are the conditions of society. I think you still remember the sentence in lesson 4. Such is human nature. Our human nature is such. 注意这个结构形式的运用。社会现状也就在于此。That 从句进一步补充说明 conditions of society. Skills have to be paid for. 那么这种技术必须是用金钱去购买的。In the same way that goods are paid for at a shop, 也就像在商店里要花钱买商品一样。So according to this sentence we know, we pay for services we need to a person who does for us as we pay for material goods at a shop. In brief, everyone has something to sell.If you do not have anything to sell in the modern society, you can't live. Now, let's get on to the second paragraph. Trams seem to be the only exception to this general rule. We know most of us obey this general rule. 那么大家知道我们大部分人都是遵循服从于这种规则的。But trams seem to be the only exception. 然而流浪汉却似乎是唯一的一个例外。I should say, the topic has captured your attention. 那么我应该说这个 topic 已经完全的吸引住了你的注意力。Now please try to answer me a question. Do you think trams have anything to sell?那么你觉得是不是流浪汉们也有的东西可以出售呢？ Now let's continue to study the text. Beggars almost see themselves as human beings to arouse the pity of passers-by. 乞丐出售的几乎就是他本人，以引起过路人的怜悯。Of course, if a beggar cannot arouse the pity,of anybody. How could he get anything from the person? But real tramps are not beggars. Do you think so? 但是真正的流浪汉和乞丐是不同的。They have nothing to sell and require nothing from others. 他们没有东西可以出售。也不需要从别人那里得到任何东西。注意这个重点的句式结构 require nothing from others. On the contrary, we have something to sell and we also require something from others. 恰恰相反，我们有的东西可以出售，我们也需要从别人那里去获得。In seeking independenceThey do not sacrifice their human dignity. Now answer me a question. Why do they not sacrifice their human dignity? 那么请同学们回答我这个问题。他们为什么不愿意牺牲自己的尊严呢？作为一种人的尊严。In seeking independence, 请同学们注意这里接词 in. In 和动名词形式搭配，表示在什么的过程当中。Means in the course of. So in the course of seeking independence, in the course of running after independence, 在追求独立自由的时候，在追求独立自由的同时。Now, you should learn how to use the key structure. In speaking to him, I found he stammers.In speaking to him, I found he stammers. 在和他说话的时候，我觉得他口吃。 In turning over a page, she happened to look up and saw me. In turning over a page, she happened to look up and saw me. 在翻页的时候呢，她偶然抬头看到了我。那么介词 in 和 on 有什么不同呢？介词 on 和动名词搭配表示刚一什么什么就，暗指一个动作刚结束，另一个动作就紧接开始了。必须注意主语的一致性。Still remember the sentence in book 2? 还记得新干线二册这样的一个例句吗？ On seeing the plane coming towards me, I dashed for cover. On seeing the plane coming towards me, I dashed for cover. 一看到飞机朝我冲来，我就朝隐蔽处猛冲过去。Now translate the sentence. You must compare the sentences. 在穿过大厅的时候，我注意到我的鞋带松了。一定要注意，在穿过大厅的时候的一个过程当中，是用 in 还是用 on 呢？已经很清楚了。In crossing the hall, I noticed my shoe was undone. 刚一进入大厅，我就注意到我的鞋带松了。刚一进入 ，So on entering the hall, I noticed that my shoe was undone. So I think you can understand the sentence very well. 所以同学们对这个语句应该理解得很清楚。In seeking independence, they don't sacrifice their human dignity. 那么在追求独立自由的同时，他们并不牺牲为人的尊严。A tramp may ask you for money, but he'll never ask you to feel sorry for him.
那么一个乞丐可能会向你讨钱，但他从来不要你可怜他。